The Registrar of the Land Titles rejected the caveat on the grounds that it would freeze all land transfers and development in the Northwest Territories, but referred the chiefs to the Supreme Court of the Northwest Territories. Justice William G. Morrow of the Supreme Court of the Northwest Territories took his court to all of the communities in the claimed areas and heard oral evidence from Dene elders who were present during the negotiations and at the signing of Treaty 11. Justice Morrow ruled that the Dene are the prima facie owners of the lands covered by the caveat, that they have what is known as Aboriginal rights. He also found that notwithstanding the language of the two treaties, there is a sufficient doubt on the facts that Aboriginal title was extinguished that such claim for title should be permitted to be put forward by the caveaters. The Supreme Court of Canada overturned Justice Morrow's decision, ruling that a caveat could not be filed in reference to Crown land. The Supreme Court also did not address Justice Morrow's assertion that there was sufficient doubt on the facts that Aboriginal title was extinguished in Treaties 8 and 11.